This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Ed Becker, chairman of the Mont Olive Sesquicentennial Committee. And welcome to the show, Ed.
Glad to be here, Rick.
Our topic of conversation today is the 150th anniversary of Mont Olive that will be coming up in June. And you all have been working for a while on putting things together for a big 150th. And then let's start off with talking about some of the things that are going to go on to recognize Mont Olive.
Yeah, it seems like the 125th just ended. But we're planning a big celebration for the 150th, and it's going to take place starting Wednesday night, June 17th, running through Sunday the 21st. 4.5 days of celebrating. We've kind of divided it up to utilize our three parks within the city limits, the downtown Main Street Park and Neiman Park, where we normally hold the homecoming events, and Hagerman Park, which will be a place where we intend to have competitions and games going on. So we intend to have it spread out amongst our three parks.
Now, what is some of the activities you have planned, like, say, opening day?
Yeah, well, we're going to kick it off. All the town's ministers have been putting together a kind of a community worship service and a community choir to kick off Wednesday night in the downtown park. And that's open to, you know, anybody that can sing or thinks they can sing. And the ministers are going to speak. So we thought that would be a good way to kick it off. And after that, we're going to have a movie in the park for the kids. We've got a big inflatable screen. It's sponsored by Georgia Pacific, and we intend to have refreshments. The Lego movie will play as soon as dusk gets here, where it's, you know, where the light will allow the movie to be played. So that'll basically be the kickoff day. We'll have Professor Longhair walking around, who does balloon animals and magic, and just make it a nice opening day where people can get acquainted and gather at the park.
What is the activity schedule following that?
Well, it kind of got the days divided into different themes. On the Thursday, it's going to be a day dedicated to kids, highlighted by a kids parade at 6 o'clock. Kids games all day in the downtown park. We're going to have bicycle safety tips. Free lunch for the kids at noon, and just activities devoted to the kids. And then in the evening Thursday, it kind of shifts out back to Neiman Park, where we're going to have the very popular dueling pianos. It's a sing-along of people that have seen it. They've played some shows in the area, and people rave about them. And we've got the Calvary Band, which is also a brass band and percussion that's going to play at 7 to open before we have the dueling pianos. The Kids' Day is being put together by the Mont Olive teachers who do so much during the year, and they're devoting their time for the Kids' Day at this celebration. There'll be regular carnival rides and food out of Neiman Park, and there'll be some competitions going at Hagerman Park.
What kind of competitions?
Park Board is putting together a human foosball, which I've never seen, and we intend to have some 3-on-3 basketball, some softball, and we're bringing back the Wacky Olympics. Was a popular event here for many, many years. We're trying to bring some things back from the past. There's going to be a tug of war challenge. Then we're going to switch to Friday, which is kind of going to have an Agriculture Day theme. It's being put together by Lynn and Pat Weiss. They're bringing in a lot of antique farm equipment. We've got a blacksmith exhibit. And each day, and this will be reoccurring, we've got an old-time medicine show, Dan Barth, and he puts on three shows a day. He's got one of them's ventriloquism, one of them's magic, and one of them he gives kind of the old-time medicine show spiel. He'll have his his wagon there, which is a replica of the medicine shows that used to travel the country. And we're also going to have three shows a day from the Tony Horde canine dogs, some very talented dogs. So we'll be putting on different shows, and they're going to do three shows a day also. Going to have a bat guy, Ron Scheller, who's going to show the kids some of the things he does and some of the history on bats. We're going to have a fashion show on Ag Day, some of the dress that they wore throughout the 150 years. And then Friday night, going to have country music back at Neiman Park. Going to open with the Calvary Band, again, which plays old-time tunes from, 100 years ago around the Civil War era and stuff. And then followed by Whiskey Dixon, who will play country music that night starting at 9 o'clock at the Neiman Park stage. Going to also have a glow run on that the Delta Tau Sorority is sponsoring. Anybody can run in that. It's not going to be for great competitions, but they're going to get, there'll be T-shirts available and glow lights. And we hope, it was very popular, the people coming up to the park during the day, and that was one of the things that has stuck since the 125th. We're going to have ethnic food on Sunday and food every day. And just we hope people come up there and just do new relationships with old friends and classmates. We're going to have on Sunday, we're going to have the Waterloo German Band and the Plavi Dunav Tambourines playing ethnic music. We're going to have a car cruise hosted by the Knights of Columbus on that Sunday. A performance by the Illinois National Guard, 144th Army Band. We're going to have some barbershop quartet singing. Hope lots and lots of entertainment. We're bringing back Kenny Carlisle, who played several events in Mount Olive during the 90s. He used to play the street dance with his band, the Cadillac Cowboys. So we're trying to be nostalgic and bringing back acts that have been popular in Mount Olive. On Saturday, we've got a real popular show band from St. Luke's called Dr. Shavagas. They've played Las Vegas. They play, they're very, well, they have light shows. They have, along with their wide variety of music, very entertaining and highly recommended. A band you normally won't see, unless you go to the city area. We're also going to have a dedication. We've been raising funds with the help of a lot of the unions and stuff to redo the Mother Jones Monument out here. It's gotten a little, it's been there 70 years, and the bronze needs redoing, and it needs, and we're going to have the unveiling of that at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning with some speakers who've been instrumental in getting the funds to remodel the entrance and the monument out at Mother Jones. So that dedication is going to take place Saturday at 10 o'clock. We were very proud of our centennial events and our 125th event, and we've always been proud of the celebrations Mount Olive have put on. We've had a really good group of volunteers. We've got a website you can check by going to the Mount Olive 150th celebration with the schedule, which is we're constantly putting together now and adding things in, and it'll give you the times of these events and just what's happening. And the only thing, the thing we need to make it a success is a participation of the community and the area. We hope they'll come down and enjoy what we've got planned and just have a really, really good time. We're hoping the weather cooperates. We've been working on it a long time. We have shirts and hats available. We have We have flags that fly that you can personalize that, and order that say Manalo 150th Celebration with some artwork by Pete Brown, a longtime art teacher in Manalo.
Maybe before we come to the end of the program, just maybe from your memory or some of the things you've discussed in committee or things like that, some memorable historic things that have happened concerning Mount Olive over the years?
There's been a lot of great memories of the 100th, and a lot of the pictures are showing up now at 100th and 125th. We also, obviously, the ties to Route 66, the ties to Mother Jones, the old-time Main Street, which people got fond memories when it was just a bustling place like so many small towns can remember, where you could get anything you wanted on the old-time Main Street. The closeness of a small town. I know there's a lot of class reunions planned that weekend, and people come to renew friendships and see old friends. And, you know, personally, the funeral home which my grandpa started is, it's like 110 years history, and a lot of the businesses have that, have that same history. We're trying to recall that. I know people have sent in old pictures to the newspaper which we have run, and fondly recalls a lot of those days. So it's, I think that's one of the special things about a small town is the friendships, the classmates. So we've been trying to recall that history, and hopefully people will respond with the beards and the old-time clothing. I almost forgot to mention the feature parade. I mentioned the kids' parade, but we've got the big parade will take place at Saturday at 6 o'clock, following the same route down Main Street up Poplar and around to the park, and then the parade groups will perform at the stage after the parade. And the parade's always been a popular event.
And again, this 150th anniversary for Mount Olive is June 17th through the 21st, and you mentioned the website where people can keep up to date and find out specific times. Could you give that website again?
Yeah, Mount Olive 150th Celebration. If you just type that in your search engine, you'll pull up events, and like I said, it'll have specific times, specific events, which were even now are still adding to. I probably it's 5 days, and I've probably missed some of the highlights, not intentionally, but it's just a lot to recall because we've got a lot going on.
Ed Becker, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Hey, Rick, thanks for your support. Your radio station's such an important part of the area and the community here, so we really appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.